I honestly wanted to write this little script for y'all so it wasn't so gibberish and mumbo jumbo and where I'm not like dragging on and catching myself saying like so many times. But that's us. That is us as humans, which are God's creations, which are perfect in His image. But honestly, we're not perfect. We know that. We know that He is. And, we're bound to make flaws, so I wanted to be as real, as raw as possible. My name is Loren. Goes by Sips Bittersweet Tea because God is so sweet, like honey, but life is bitter at times, and we just gotta sip on the fact that we have him in our life, which is so perfect. He is so great to us. He is so sweet and so kind. He gives us strength and love and all these amazing things. And, just because our life are bitter or we're going through a rough patch or whatever it may be, he is there for us. He loves us. He wants what's best for us, even when we don't feel like we have an end or we don't know where we're going to be in 2, 3, 6 years, whatever it may be. So yeah, that's the basis of my podcast. I've wanted to start a podcast for a very long time. I came up with the name for this Instagram. It started out as a poetry account about 3 years ago when I was pregnant, and it was going really well. I was really consistent. I don't have a huge following, but I didn't base anything like my life or anything like that on my faith. And I've always been very in and out of my faith, because when you're in your faith, it's amazing. You feel God. Sometimes you don't, and it could be a few days, few weeks. But I was going months without feeling him because of my lack of prayer, my lack of faith in myself, my lack of faith in him. And I wasn't the kindest, I wasn't very friendly. I would hold judgment. I was just, human. And it was pretty bitter. I was acting very bitter. And I wasn't taking into consideration that I have been saved and I do have a Bible sitting next to me, but do I want to read it? No, because of so many other things, boys, drama, whatever I was getting sucked into at that point in time in my life. Even when I was pregnant, I was really trying my faith and I was singing and worshiping and it was going really well. It just, I wasn't obedient. That's what it comes down to. Faith is based on obedience. You have to be in the Word, you have to be praying, you have to be consistent. And as consistent as I was with my poetry account, all of my poetry was based on the feelings that I was feeling that was based on evil, based on the devil, the lies, the negative emotions. It was all depressing. And I mean, I'm still going to keep that open for you guys to see and experience with me, especially if you can relate to it. But yeah, it's very raw. And that's what I want to keep here is keeping it raw because, sometimes we feel very distant from ourselves, our faith, and we just lose ourselves, basing our lives on worldly things, and that can drive us away, especially from God. That can drive us away from our ambitions, our goals, our dreams that we once had. And yeah, this is kind of like a trial, so it's not going to be too long. I'm not too sure of what I want to speak to. I just wanted to open this up, see what comes out of it, and yeah. Thank you so much.